You have to have more than shoes to walk. Go ahead, say it. Was out with several gals I used to work with. We grab some drinks at a local drinkery and fly on down the road in a forest green convertible, the top is down. We get into a discussion of how creamy peanut butter is better than the chunky jive. As the discussion progresses, one gal behind the wheel starts getting clouded with thought and busts through the barricade of a construction zone, as I, in the passenger seat, and the other gal in the back seat mutter, "What the hell?" As the car goes careening over the holes, bumps, metal, wood and lights, the car gets destroyed, the driver is frantic, getting stuck in a mud hole, she looks over and asks for me to carry her out of the car and try to drive the car out of the construction zone, she's in a frenzy and anxiously asking me to get this straight. I climb through the door, carry her out of the car as the other gal in the back jumps over the side of the car. I get behind the wheel and start careening through the entrance that is now an exit. As I get the once forest green convertible out of the pit, we all look at the destroyed and mangled car. After this, we get a taxi to another bar for some more drinks. And to keep the night going, we run into a couple of old friends, sit down, order some gin and tonics. As the drinks come over, I look down and notice that I have no shoes or feet. I tell a good friend across the table, "I have no feet, man." He laughs, I spit them out of my mouth. His eyes and the eyes of the others around the table ogle as they get lightheaded at the sight. Oh, after the feet come tumbling out of my mouth, my feet come back to my feet. As they disappear from my hands, yes, with a cold drink before me and my feet back on my legs, the dream goes on famously. The boat traveled like a car over the water as we notices there wasn't a sight of concrete or land anywhere on the horizon. She wipes her brow, pulls her topless torso next to me and whispers in my ear, "I came from the water, hey, do you have a fish tail? I believe I came from the land." She comes back, "Why don't you check?" At this, I wipe my brow, get behind her, as she pulls her pants down and raises her arm. Her beautiful skin is a tail as I whisper into her ear, "I believe you may have come from the water." She turns around laughing as I notice beside her right ear several dolphins dive, flip and flop through the wake of some waves. Women are the source of everything, as we all try to see everything without knowing it's in front of us the whole time, counting ballots in other countries around the world as the proverbial count is in before the election, thanks to everyone's friend CNN. If everyone rhymed all the time, would rap music still be popular? So, when people get pissed and start ripping about how starvation, earthquakes, famine, AIDS, the lot, I have to assume God was taking a nap at the time. I see yourself in the reflection as the mirror begins to hide behind the closet door, lights in the rain puddle, as the squares go into the triangles while the coffee cooks slow low, make your own schedule, you won't stop thanking yourself for it. A squirrel came through the window with a knife for my nuts. I said, "How about my toenails, friend? They're getting damn long." Shaking the dust from where the rain came in, standard pillow, "Big head, where are you going to lay that thing? Fell in a hole the other day, couldn't get out of it, so I stayed and boiled up some fresh potatoes." Once a clown, always a damn clown. Had a real Friday the 13th go down today, yes, my birthday. Carnivores delivering flowers to the plant eaters as the tulip bulb gives the squirrel a crooked eye. Had the smell of woman and coffee hit me simultaneously before waking, yes. That's the way to rise, young people. Charcoal paper, white fingernails, doing drawings of colors that will soon be on a city's retaining wall. Sunday morning music in the afternoon, Monday morning salt in the Tuesday evening dillweed session. Insanity is the sanity most. The world cannot live with daily. It's not uncommon to be feel uncommon.